This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh encourages youth to seize opportunity within the country and contribute in economic prosperity of nation. Minister Damodar Bhandari inspects Kolkata port, cost reduction and transit improvements for Nepal through the port discussed. Two people die in separate incidents in Bajura and Solukhumbu due to electrocution. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledges offensive in Russia. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh highlighted the important role of youth in driving economic and social change. In the context of International Youth Day 2024, which falls tomorrow, Minister Bhandari encouraged young people to adopt a positive mindset and contribute actively to the nation's progress. Minister Singh noted that while efforts of youth in the past led to democratic changes, the focus of youths of today's generation should be on economic prosperity. Minister Bhandari also mentioned that many young people are leaving the country due to unemployment. Likewise, youths were encouraged to seize opportunities within the country. National Youth Policy and a loan scheme to support youth entrepreneurs was also announced. Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari inspected the Kolkata port in India today. During the visit, Minister Bhandari discussed with the port chairman Rathindra Raman and other officials about easing Nepal's transit business process and calculating the associated cost. Minister Bhandari received updates on trade facilities, transit trade facilitation, transshipment methods and storage inspections. The minister inquired about the high cost of transportation linked to the electronic cargo tracking system, which was introduced as a pilot project. The port officials informed him that there are plans to review the electronic cargo tracking system and reduce cost by increasing market competition. In response to Nepal's concerns about transportation cost, officials stated that direct cargo shipping from China to Haldia and Kolkata has been arranged, reducing transshipment cost and overall expenses. Two people died due to electrocution, one in Bajura and one in Solukhumbu. In Bajura, 33-year-old Man Bahadur Bista lost his life while working on an electrical work. Similarly, a senior technician of Saleri Tulsa Electricity Company died in Solukhumbu and three others sustained injuries in the same incident. The deceased has been identified as 43-year-old Bishnu Rai. The injured are being transported to Kathmandu by helicopter for further treatment. Both incidents highlight the dangers of handling electrical works. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has arrived in Kathmandu on a two-day official visit to Nepal at the invitation of Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal. Foreign Secretary Misri was received by Secretary Lamsal at the Tribhuwan International Airport in Kathmandu today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, foreign secretaries of both countries would discuss a matter related to Nepal-India relations, mutual interest and cooperation. As per the schedule, the Indian Foreign Secretary would hold separate meetings with the distinguished persons of the Nepal government. The visit would continue the tradition of routine exchange of high-level visits and reflect the neighborhood-first policy. Lawmakers presented their amendments to the bill related to the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059. The amendments were discussed during a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives today. During the meeting, parliamentarians proposed increasing prison sentences and fines for those found guilty of corruption. Furthermore, parliamentarians also suggested that anyone convicted of corruption should be labeled as a corrupt person for life. They also said that fines related to corruption cases should exceed 1 crore, that is, 10 million. Likewise, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak emphasized the importance of the law in combating corruption. Home Minister Lekhak assured that the Prevention of Corruption Act will be updated promptly, with no immunity for anyone involved in corruption. Chairman of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Ram Hari Kathiwada, stated that the bill will be regularly discussed by incorporating suggestions from the officials of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. The standing committee meeting of the CPN Maoist Center has begun at the party's central office in Peristada. Leaders discussed proposals from Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda on party building and future strategies in the current situation. The meeting also covered recent political events, the role of the party and opposition, and campaigns to influence public opinion and engage with the public. Likewise, in the party's standing committee meeting held yesterday, Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda proposed an initiative for greater left-wing unity. Furthermore, Maoist Centre spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota informed that the 8th General Convention of the party that synthesized these ideas will be reviewed. The number of dengue and cholera cases has recently been on the rise across the country. Chief of the NTD and Vector-Borne Disease Control Section, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, said mosquito-borne infection, dengue, has spread all over the country except for Mustang, Dolpa, Jumla and Humla districts. Likewise, cases of cholera have also been rising lately across the country so far. With the rise in vector and waterborne diseases, the Health Ministry has urged all public and private offices to launch mosquito search and destroy campaigns and maintain essential hygiene and sanitation. The Karnali Highway, which was obstructed due to torrential rain triggered landslide, has come into operation. The Surkhet Jumla Road section has been open since this morning after the landslide affected areas Kalikot was removed. The information officer of the Jumla-based road division office, Bir Bahadur GT, informed that it has been difficult to upgrade the highway from time to time due to a lack of adequate budget. Demonstration attendees called for proportional inclusive representation of the Dalit community in the government formation and political appointments. A demonstration was staged in Maitighar Mandala yesterday, which was organized by Dalit Campaign for Dalit Nepal. Campaign Coordinator Khagendra Sunar said the demonstration was staged, demanding dignified participation of the Dalit community in every structure of the state. The government has formed a committee to recommend ways to ensure the credibility of the selection process of employment seekers in Israel. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security formed a five-member committee under the coordination of Under-Secretary Meghnath Rimal. Spokesperson of the Ministry, Joint Secretary Govinda Prasad Rizal, said the committee will check the authenticity of the documents submitted in the selection process and make the overall selection process credible and transparent. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged that his military is conducting an offensive inside Russia's western Kursk region for the first time. According to BBC, President Zelensky said Ukraine's military is pushing the war onto the aggressor's territory in his nightly televised address on Saturday. This comes 5 days after Ukraine began its operation, which has taken Russia by surprise and prompted mass evacuations across both sides of the border. Officials said that in Ukraine, the capital Kyiv and in the Sumy region came under Russian air attack in the early hours of Sunday. Furthermore, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that Russia must feel war consequences amid the Ukrainian attack. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has condemned the loss of civilian life in an Israeli airstrike against a school building in Gaza on Saturday. According to Al Jazeera, more than 100 Palestinians were killed in one of the deadliest Israeli strikes in Gaza. During the strike, a school sheltering forcibly displaced Palestinians was attacked. BBC reported that Ms. Harris reiterated calls for a hostage deal and a ceasefire. Saturday's airstrike has been criticized by Western and regional powers, with Egypt saying it showed Israel had no desire to reach a ceasefire or end the Gaza war. All bodies have been recovered from the site of a plane crash in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo, which killed everyone on board. BBC reported that the aircraft was carrying 57 passengers and 4 crew members. The aircraft crashed in a residential area, but no one on the ground was injured. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of all province. There are chances of heavy rainfall in one or two places in some provinces. At present, there is influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister Prakashwant Singh encourages youth to seize opportunity within the country and contribute in economic prosperity of nation. Minister Damodar Bhandari inspects Kolkata port. Cost reduction and transit improvements for Nepal through the port discussed. Two people die in separate incidents in Bajura and Sodukhumbu due to electrocution. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledges offensive in Russia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.